Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Bench Warmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. When I get up with the
Cyclones, it's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Jared Stansberry. We're out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny, joined, as always, by Mr. Brent Bloom. What's up, man?
Just living the dream on a Thursday night.
Definitely.
About to get myself a buffalo chicken pizza.
Chris Williams is once again skipping out, so we've got the B team here again. It's Adam Gray. What's up, man?
Well, Chris, he had to go see his favorite band play tonight. Florida Georgia Lions in town. C-Dub's a big fan of Florida Georgia Lions, so he had to go check him out. But, no, I'm happy to be here. I am not living the dream like Brent Bloom. We lost 42-3. I don't know how you can be living the dream after that game, but
yeah, I find positives, Adam.
All right.
So, have you guys recovered, or do you feel better now, or
no.
does it still hurt?
I tell people all the time, I got 31 years of watching games like that to kind of help ease the pain a little bit.
But it doesn't get easy.
It doesn't get easy. I shouldn't say that. I get over them quicker during the game. I'm as mad as always. After the game, I'm able to kind of step back a little bit. I think kids do that for you too. For me, at least. But yeah, I'm over it.
It was just hard that the last 2.5 quarters of that game, the ending was inevitable. And when you know the ending of the movie before it's even over, it doesn't make the movie very fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, I wish that was more competitive. You know, Iowa State has its fair share of issues, but if they fix a couple things, I mean, maybe that's a game in the second half. Iowa clearly the better team, and
yeah,
it's the hard part for me, and I wrote about it this week, there wasn't something you could even be happy about at all. There was not one area of that effort in Iowa City where you go, yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, Lazard played well, but that's
but you expect that.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's a given. And for them to just get worked the way they did, and credit to Iowa, I thought C.J. Beathard looked about as good in person from an in-command standpoint of any quarterback I've seen being in every game the last 6 years. I mean, I thought he was as impressive as like a Ryan Tannehill back in the day for A&M. You know, different, obviously, than some of those Baylor guys, but impressive in his own way. I mean, really, what I compared him to, and he hasn't had a great NFL career, he reminded me a lot of Landry Jones,
yeah,
in command of that Oklahoma offense back in the day, and just torched Iowa State. The throws he made, DeAndre Payne was in good position a couple times.
He was.
He just put it right over the top, and that Iowa team was a lot better than I was expecting, and a lot better than they were last year from comparing game to game for Iowa State from what I saw.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, C.J. Beathard was unbelievable, and part of me kind of goes back and almost wonders if it's – I always say this in basketball a lot. You give a guy 5 wide-open 3-point jump shots,
yeah,
he makes them, he gets a lot of confidence. You start guarding him later in the game, he still has that confidence. It's hard to get stops at that point. Iowa's first 2 touchdowns were really easy for Iowa. The guys were wide open, easy throws for C.J. I thought Iowa State's defense actually played a lot better after that, but by then – C.J. was making, like you said, unbelievable throws. And Vandenberg, great wide receiver, made some good catches. Sometimes you just tip your cap and say, good job. The big worry for me, I think Iowa State's only had about 2 or 3 really bad series on defense. The offense is clearly the issue that needs to be fixed for Iowa State.
So we've got our Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale questions. Are you guys ready to go?
Let's do this thing.
Let's rumble.
All right. Question number one. Who do you think will start more of the last 10 games for Iowa State at quarterback, Joel Lanning or Jacob Park? Bloom, you've got it first.
Lanning's going to get a 1-0 start. He's going to have 1-0 because he's starting against TCU. And I think we're getting a little – I liked what I saw out of Jacob Park. But Joel Lanning, for 5 games last year, was pretty good. He was great. Did okay. And he was good against you and I really for 3 quarters. And then for whatever reason, the 4th quarter he was awful. And against Iowa, he wasn't very good either. I still am not ready to just say enough of Joel Lanning and throw Park in. I think both will play against TCU. But if you give me the bet, I take the captain to start more games of the final 10 because he's going to be up 1-0.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough question. It's tough. I think you know, you always live kind of in the now right now. And right now as we stand, Joel Lanning had a really bad game against Iowa. He missed easy throws early that put Iowa State behind. So I sit here and look at that, and the emotional play is to say Park's going to be the guy. But you're right, Lanning is the captain. I think there's something to be said about that. And he's a competitive guy, and I think he's a tough guy to where I don't think his confidence is going to waver. I think for Iowa State to be the most successful this year and win some games, the answer needs to be Lanning. But right now as we stand here, I'll say Park. I think Lanning starts the next couple games, and if Iowa State doesn't see a big improvement in the offense, which I'm questioning right now, we'll see Park.
And the point goes to – or wait, everybody gets a rebuttal now. I forgot to mention that. You get one rebuttal per show.
Oh, well, this is – you're adding rules into the system. I like it.
Yeah.
Changing the game midstream. No,
keeping us on our toes.
Not necessarily rebutting that because I want to see Jacob Park. I think everybody does. What he played, though, was in the fourth quarter of against an Iowa defense that they did have some starters in there the first couple of series, but clearly not as focused. I did like his confidence in the pocket. He looked really comfortable there, throws a nice ball. That's obvious to see. I hope he plays a series or two against TCU starters. Let's see what we have when the game's still in question. And I think go from there. He clearly has a lot of arm talent, and I'm great with playing them both.
I am too.
And if one of them doesn't grab it and just goes, just play them both.
Why play the hot hand. Each game could be different.
And to keep in mind now as well, Lanning's only a junior, Park's a sophomore. It's a tryout for next year as well. I mean, both these guys can help the program in the long run, so why not? And I obviously you don't want two quarterbacks. I agree with that. You'd have one. But if both are comparable and probably not going to a bowl game this year, you might as well get development out of both of them and see what happens. And you can give the defense different looks that way as well.
Give Bloom the point.
All right, Bloom gets the point. Ohio State is a one-point favorite heading into Norman this week to take on Oklahoma. Can the Sooners get the win at home, or will they drop to 1-2?
I agree. I didn't see the Houston game happening. That really kind of surprised me a little bit. Now, I thought Houston maybe would be a little bit competitive and Oklahoma would run away from them. Oklahoma in the second half of that game was just demoralized. They couldn't do anything against Houston. That's worrisome for me. But I just can't see Oklahoma going 1-2. This is a must-win game for them. If they lose, they're done. Their season as far as going to the Final Four is done. It's over. I think Urban Meyer and Nick Saban are the two best coaches in the country, but that Ohio State team still only returns six guys on that team. They're going to a team that's got a lot of returning experience on the road. Give me Oklahoma in one of the best non-conference games I can remember in a long time.
The Big 12 needs this in a terrible way.
Oh, gosh.
It would be sad if we are on September, what is Saturday, the
18th,
17th,
yeah.
And the Big 12 would be pretty much out of the playoff because you can talk about Texas all you want. They're not a Final Four contender in my book. Ohio State's played really well, though. I mean, they demolished Bowling Green in the first game, and they held a pretty potent Tulsa offense to 3 points, a Tulsa offense that also runs the same style as Oklahoma, albeit with lesser players. But this is at home. It's going to be rocking down there, Norman. That place is a really difficult place to play. And just for the sake of the Big 12, I don't know X's and O's wise what will happen, but the Big 12 needs it. And I'm going with my heart here in hopes that Oklahoma gets it done and at least stays alive for another week for the Big 12, because that'd be awful.
Yeah, because who would – Baylor and Texas would be the last hope?
That'd be it. TCU's out. We can rule them out.
Yeah, no, I agree. Is this the worst the Big 12 has been in the non-conference?
This is a good – don't do that. That's the next question.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'll sit back.
All right, Adam, you get the point.
Thank you, buddy. Feels good to be on the board.
Except even though you almost ran away with the next question. Yeah. The Big 12 is 5-7 against FBS
so
teams and 2-4 against Power 5 teams after 2 weeks. Is the Big 12 the worst Power 5 conference this season?
Absolutely. And I think it's close. Yeah, it's the worst. You know, the one team I think that's a little bit better than people thought, I think Kansas State's going to be better than a lot of people were predicting early in the year. I know Bloom's not big on Snyder. But that's a team that I thought went toe-to-toe if they could have just got out of their own way a little bit against a good Stanford team. Texas is obviously a little bit better, but everybody else, I think, is taking a step back. TCU has not looked good the first two games. Oklahoma hasn't looked great. And we sit here, we know how Iowa State's looked so far.
My default answer with Power 5 football is ACC is always the worst. So I kind of want to go with that just because the ACC is always the worst. Like, if you go top to bottom, the ACC is always the worst.
I mean, not this year, buddy.
But I'm struggling. Let me say this. I'm going to look at the ACC standings real quick. I'm just going to make a quick judgment. Because take
your time. We're only on live radio.
They have more. And, of course, the internet is terrible. They have 14 teams, right? If I stack up team to team with the ACC, they have more below-average teams than the Big 12 has. They are extremely top-heavy. Florida State and Clemson, awesome. But 2 through 14, think about this. They're third best team to North Carolina, and then it's – I mean, I guess Louisville's okay, too.
Oh, okay.
They're all right.
Okay.
They're okay. I'm going to say the ACC is the worst because they still have Syracuse, NC State, Boston College, Duke, Virginia, Virginia Tech. That's Pittsburgh. That's a lot of bad football teams. And I think the weakness there at the bottom drags down the whole conference.
Is the bottom of that weaker right now than Kansas and Iowa State in the Big 12?
That's two teams compared to seven.
Yeah, but there's only 10. It's still. We're still talking 20% of the conference.
I'm pretty good at math, and 7 out of 14 is still better than 2 out of 10.
I've watched Boston College. They give some.
Lose the point by bringing up Boston College.
Watch their defense this week, buddy. Watch their defense. That team defends.
Bloom gets the point.
Thank you.
He's wrong. He is wrong. ACC is better than
the
Big 12
this year. First time Boston College is brought up in a positive way in any argument.
Why? I'm telling you right now, watch their defense.
You had the point, and then you threw a Boston College.
I'll stick with it.
Up there.
All right, Bloom has a 2-1 lead. After the outrage surrounding the end of the Oklahoma State Central Michigan game, do you think there should be rule changes that allow for the result of the game to be reversed? I think Bloom got the first on this one.
I love officials.
No way.
Yeah, it's a true fact.
Shocker.
And I did not know that rule. That rule is a surprise to me. And I think a lot of people didn't know that rule. That is such a unique case that I'm not sure a similar situation would ever happen like that again. Because you can't replay a judgment call. So where's the change here? So if you do that, you remember the 2002 Fiesta Bowl where it was Miami and Ohio State and there was contact in the end zone that may have been pass interference.
That's a judgment call. Completely different.
Yeah, that is. But this in this situation, I think I would have been okay with somebody stepping in and saying, no, that legally cannot happen. Oklahoma State wins. I just don't know where that comes from. Because the problem with college football is there's no governing body in non-conference matchups. If Oklahoma State was playing Texas in a Big 12, the Big 12 could step in and say, no, our official screwed it up. Oklahoma State wins. Since it was non-conference, there's no ruling authority to step in and go, no, this is wrong. And so Central Michigan's not going to forfeit the game because the official screwed it up.
Absolutely not.
And so in this case, I don't know if there's a good answer here. Unless there's more of a governing body in charge to make a rule change like this, I don't think you can do it. And it was such a freak occurrence. It's almost like they say in insurance, an act of God, like this happens, there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate, but I think it's pretty black and white. Clearly, the rule states you can't. Once the game's over, it's over, right? But the rule also states that the game should have been over. So you take the first rule, Oklahoma State should get the win, and I don't even think it's a – I mean
– But how do you –
What do you mean, how do you? It wasn't like there was a – okay, we went back and looked, it shouldn't have been a pass interference. Or we went back and looked, it shouldn't have been a fumble. His knee was down. It wasn't one of those plays. It was a play that was over. Zero time was left, and they misinterpreted the rule. No play should have been given after that. It wasn't a judgment call or kind of a grainy or we need to go to instant replay. It was strictly we did not know the rules, and there was zero time left. There wasn't 1 second, 2 seconds, zero. Game's over, end of discussion. Oklahoma State should have got the win.
So then you write a rule from where saying that if there's a misinterpretation of a penalty that ends the game, like that is such a – 0.0001% chance that would happen. Why do you
So you're telling me one rule is okay to stand and the other rule is okay to miss?
No, I just don't know how it would be enforced. I mean, where does the rule come from?
I'm just saying one of the rules got enforced and the other one didn't. Why is one getting play over the other one?
They screwed up.
They did. And it's okay. People screw up, right? Admit you screwed up, make the correct change. They had the opportunity to make the change and they stuck by the rules. When they did stick by the rules originally, they stuck by it there. And it ended up costing Oklahoma State to win.
That's fine. I'm fine with the rule. I just don't know where it comes from. Like, who makes that rule? Who steps in and goes, okay, I'm the commissioner of college football, which there isn't one. You win now. I mean, that just doesn't exist. So you would need to essentially change the whole landscape of college football and have an overruling body for the rules that can be able to step in and say that. And there's just that doesn't exist right now.
So here's my question, and I don't think it's going to end up happening. Let's say Oklahoma State ends up going 11-1.
Yeah.
Do you, if you're in the, you know, committee, do you sit there and say,
yes,
give them the win?
You do.
I think you do too.
That's part of why you have human beings in the committee for reasons like this.
What if they go 10-2? And they would have been 11-1. That's where it gets a little dicey,
also,
right?
Also, do not be within 3 points of Central Michigan at home.
You know what? That happens to a lot of teams.
No, it doesn't happen to a lot of teams.
Florida State, when they were in the Final Four 2 years ago, go back and look at their season. They had a lot of close games like this. A lot. It happens.
I don't know.
All that matters is you win or lose.
I don't know if you can overhaul the entire college football system over a couple MAC officials and a Big 12 replay officials screwing things up.
In the end, I don't think Oklahoma State's good enough to where it would matter as far as the Final Four. It's just unfortunate. It's an unfortunate thing that happened. It will probably never happen again.
It's amazing that didn't happen to Iowa State.
Oh, it will. Just give it time, buddy. It will.
Adam gets the point.
Absolutely. No brainer.
2-2 going into question five. Who would have thought? Who will be the first Iowa State player to run for 100 yards this season, and in which game will it happen? Bloom.
Who will be the first? Mike Warren is the easy part of that question.
I'm not saying, like, 100 yards total, but, like...
As a team?
No, like, 100 yards in one game.
Who's for a player?
Yeah, a player, yeah.
I'll say Mike Warren. I don't think he does it this week, but I'm saying at home in San Jose State. With Dan McCartney in the house, Hall of Fame day, Mike Warren gets 25 carries. He can average 4 yards a pop against San Jose State. Give 100.
I think Mike Warren against Akron is when he'll do it.
The opening game of 2017?
It's actually the third game of the year, 2017.
You are such a jerk.
No, that's. I actually agree with Bloom here. I'm just making a joke because of how bad we've looked. You know what's funny, though? Everyone's down on the running game and the fact that we're not giving Mike Warren the ball. I never sat back and said, man, we need to give Mike Warren the ball and let him run into this brick wall. But we're no worse right now rushing the ball than we were at this point last year. So I think there's a little bit of an over-exaggeration. Yeah. I think the line was a little bit better last year, but I think they can figure it out. He's going to get his yards, guys. He's going to get maybe over 1,000 yards still, because there's some bad Big 12 defenses. Texas Tech just gave up, 68 points against Arizona State. He's going to get his yards. He won't get it this week at TCU. He will get it against San Jose State.
There is some questionable run defenses in the Big 12.
Some really – Iowa's the best run defense. We'll probably play all year.
No doubt.
TCU even gave up 195 yards to South Dakota State.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they gave up a 90-yard touchdown run in that. So, actually, if you take – they've given up a 90-yard run and, like, a 65-yard run. So, if you take those runs out of it, they're only averaging, like, 3 yards a carry.
You're like the king of this, like, what-if game. But there is no what-ifs. They did give up those runs.
It's not Tech with, like, 8-9 yards carry. I mean,
and
Tech is historically bad.
And Gary Patterson traditionally is a phenomenal defensive coach. He really is a good defensive coach. They've been a little bit suspect the last year and a half, but they're usually solid up front.
Adam gets the point. Adam gets the victory. Victory number one. How's it feel?
It's probably the highlight of my life.
We're going to talk to Tim Mullen. We're going to get his picks. When we come back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you, as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom, located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs, Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive rolls on here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Now joined by Mr. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive himself, Tim Mullen, who's also been known to dabble in Golden Tee. He's quite a legend with Golden Tee, although Adam Graymart argued that. Tim, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're okay. We're not great. We're better. Yeah. We're better now.
I did just beat Tim and Golden Tee, so I'm doing I'm doing better. Yes. I was down after Saturday, but it picked me up.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie to you. You needed that.
I did. I need a lot more Golden Tee wins.
Yeah.
So for Iowa State fans, clearly not the way they wanted to start, but retail therapy is always good.
Retail's
like it
good.
Always gets the job done, and. You need to get your house back in order.
Yeah.
Spend some money somewhere just to, you know, get some of the frustration out. It's a good place to spend it right now in Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Good deals. Yeah. Best therapy.
Absolutely.
You know, saving money, that's what we want to do for people. Again, we're on this week talking about a lot of good deals going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart. A couple things going this week. We have All-Store 18th month, deferred interest financing on anything $299 and up. We have 30-month deferred interest on select Bosch appliances, $499 and up. Still Samsung month going on.
I love Samsung.
Samsung, it's a great product.
I've got two right now.
Yep. Looking TVs, appliances, 36-month deferred financing on Samsung 4K TVs, $999 and up. You need a 4K. You got a 4K?
I need about three of them.
I would think you do. Right in the bathroom.
Right in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Right in the shower?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Anyone there?
I'll sell it to my wife.
Same thing on Samsung appliances, $9.99 and up. Yeah, it's a good time to come in. We got flooring rebates right now. $2 per square yard instant rebate on all Mohawk and Karastan Pet Protect product. Great flooring. You need new carpet in your house too, Gray?
You already got I got a new house.
I'm just trying to get you nonstop.
And I got my appliances and my granite. And you guys did a phenomenal job with everything.
We did.
Took care of me. I appreciate that.
May not know, you guys also sell cabinets there.
Yeah, you know. Bloom, I appreciate you saying that. We spent a lot of time. I've talked about it in the last couple shows, but, we've got some design sales people in our store that are going to do a great job for you. We offer the whole home solution right now. You can come to the store, you can get your flooring, you can get your countertop, you get your cabinetry. You know, whatever you need, we're going to be able to help you with your entire project, kitchen, bath, whatever you're looking to do. But we got a lot of great vendors in our store right now. We're really looking to help people out in the cabinetry area. Just great pricing, great offers. And, again, just come to the store and mention Cyclone Fanatic. We're going to give you 5% off your cabinetry order. I'm telling you, if you're doing your whole kitchen, that's a pretty good deal. They're getting 5% off that. So a lot of good things going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart right now.
And the season-long competition with a pretty sweet prize at the end of the day. If you either win the Cyclone Fanatic competition or the Pick'em contest on the website, or all you have to do is stop in.
Pop in the store,
Tell us about the prize.
Yeah, there's a nice little enter to win box there at the front of the store. You can come on in and fill it out. Anybody can do that. Or you get a chance to do it if you win the Pick'ems Weekly. Gray, I think, keeping track of that, right?
I am.
I mean, I'm sad to say, and we'll talk about it here in a minute, but Chris eclipsed us this week. But, yeah, coming in the store, and it's a chance to win an LG 65-inch 4K smart ultra high-def TV. So, you know, who doesn't want to watch a game on a TV that big? So great opportunity.
What's the retail price for that? You could win it for free.
About $3,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it have the option when Iowa State's down 42-3 to turn it from a 65 to like a 5-inch black and white TV?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it has a remote control. Just
it
turn it off.
Does.
Just
that. That works. Just turn the channel or turn it off. Yeah.
It's actually an amazing invention, Adam Gray.
Yeah.
They came up with that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Standings, I had a bad week.
Yeah.
So now I am 6-8, dead last. Tim, you're mediocre at 7-7.
Way ahead of you. Way ahead of you.
Williams at 8-6 has a 2-game lead on me, 1 game on you. But this is a huge week for picks. This may be as good a week that we've seen in college football, well, at least in a year.
Separation Saturday, you think?
Let's start the game. Florida State -3 at Louisville. Start with Tim. What do you think?
It's bit me twice so far, I think, this year. But I'm still not a big believer in Florida State yet. Young quarterback, and I know he came back and won, but the way Louisville's playing right now, I'm happy to take Louisville here, especially getting 3 points at home. Happy to take Louisville here.
Lamar Jackson, elite quarterback. Bobby Petrino, elite coach, right? But this is going to be a different test for them because you know that Florida State defense, they're going to pin their ears back and they're going to come at him all day long. I like Louisville. I like him at home. And I think this is a really close game. I think in the fourth quarter, though, Florida State's a little bit too much. They win this game by 4-7 in cover.
Already up 1-0.
I think Louisville gets weird and they win just because it's going to get weird down there. Iowa State at TCU, 23.5 is what we have it at. It's actually gone up, I think, to 24 now. Anybody want the Cyclones here, Adam or Mr. Muller?
You know what? I feel bad doing this. I do.
No, I think we're all in the same boat.
Okay, yeah. I just, you know, on the road, TCU, I'll be honest, I don't know how Iowa State sticks to it. I think it's going to have to be one of those things where we see them figure out who they are and what competitions play out and who solidifies themselves in those positions. But I think at the end of the day, I just think TCU is too much on the road right now.
Adam?
Yeah, I think there's opportunities for Iowa State. We saw against TCU last year, their cornerbacks weren't very good. I think you can beat them vertically. And if they could just slow down TCU enough, I think Iowa State can be competitive in this game. But I need to see it first before I really believe that it happens. So I will take TCU.
You know, everyone's saying the TCU defense has been down. But if you actually look at their first couple games, they're only giving up about 400 yards of offense, which isn't bad. They've just been, they've been killed with turnovers and short fields that they've given up other opponents. That scares me because you look at it and you go, oh, no. They've given up 82 points. That's not a good defense. But the raw numbers, they're actually average to okay.
Right.
Couple that with Iowa State struggles on the offensive end. And Jerry Stansbury had a great stat this week that TCU averages so far through two games more yards than Iowa State has got total. It's 618 to, I think, 598 total for Iowa State. It's a bad spot.
Keep in mind here, I won't be surprised at all if this is like a touchdown game.
I will be. I just think it's a bad spot for a young Iowa State team against a TCU team that's not going to be happy.
I just think they always come out and surprise me once or twice. Like, this is a obvious game, and it winds up going.
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm wrong, and you're right. But I think this safe play there is TCU.
It would be nice to get some positive momentum going into that home San Jose State game.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And then Baylor the week after that. I mean, two straight home games after this. Just feeling good. Show up, play good, feel good about it.
Yeah.
Did we forget the game tonight?
We did.
Let's go right to it. Houston's 7.5 favorite at Cincinnati. This is a future classic on the Big 12 Apple TV app.
You starting this one off here?
I think Cincinnati wins this game, and it'll be shown. Like, you know, the Big Ten Network shows Nebraska games from 96.
That is great.
This is going to be one of those.
Tommy Frazier.
You think they went outright?
I think they
went
straight
up. You don't even
want
the points.
No, give me no points. Give me straight up.
Tommy Frazier, the top five quarterback from the Big Ten.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Tuberville is a good coach. Cincinnati is a good program. Tom Herman's got it rolling down there. They get Greg Ward back. He missed last week. He's a difference maker for them, and I think they're too much. I think they end up winning this game by 17 on the road on a Thursday night. It's a lot of points.
We have to have a side bet. Tim?
You know, I said it last week, and I hate agreeing with Adam, but just what he said. It's just too much offense for Cincinnati to handle.
You'll regret that. Oregon
and their defense has actually played very, very well.
Yeah, they have.
Very well.
Oklahoma, what, 23 on that?
Yeah.
Oregon at Nebraska. Tim, how's the Big Ten doing?
Ducks are they're good on the road, and I think it's a close game, but I just I'm not completely convinced that Nebraska's not ready to trip over themselves yet, and so I'll take Oregon on the road here.
Biggest game in Memorial Stadium since when?
Probably
Iowa in 99.
USC in 2007. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
I'll take Nebraska. I don't love that I have to take 3 points. I think it could come down to like a 1 or 2 point game. But I'll take Nebraska in the -3. I think they get it done. I like Mike Riley, too. I'm pulling for Mike Riley there.
Pull for Nebraska? What are you talking about?
They're not in the Big
12.
They're not in the Big 12 anymore.
I think Nebraska wins, and then that friend on Facebook that you haven't heard from for 15 years is a Nebraska fan. They'll pipe up and like, calm down. They're not back yet.
Kind of like those Cubs fans have this year?
Yeah, like, they're a lot like the Cubs fans.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly right. Settle down, Nebraska. Alabama, -10 at Ole Miss. I'll just take the home team for fun. Tim?
I'm with Bloom here, and I feel better about being with Bloom because he's smarter than you, Gray. But
I'm not going to argue with you, buddy.
Ole Miss plays them tough. Every year they, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to win this, but give me 10 and I'll take Ole Miss.
I like getting a point on both you guys here. Nick Saban has not lost 3 straight games to a team since he was at Michigan State. Last game, people forget, was fluky. Do you remember that Ole Miss game last year? Balls getting tapped in the air, Ole Miss catching them, running 6 yards for touchdowns. They won on a lot of fluky plays. Don't think that Alabama doesn't remember that, and they're not. And Alabama won by 27 against Western Kentucky, and Nick Saban was ticked. He was chewing out guys. He's trying to get a message that this is not okay. We still expect to dominate teams. They will dominate this game.
He gave Kiffin a chewing.
He did. That's what they said. He will run Ole Miss into the ground here because he is not losing to them 3 straight games, and they win by 21.
Wow. Game of the week, Ohio State at Oklahoma. We both picked Oklahoma in the first segment.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, this I talked to Gray about this before we got on the air, and this was just – I didn't feel great either way. I just – at the end of the day, I just – give me Oklahoma. I love the team back against the wall. They're a good team. They're a really good team. Give me the team back against the wall that's got to prove something. And honestly, I don't know much what you said about the first segment. Ohio State's played I wouldn't say 2 cupcakes, but they sure haven't played Oklahoma yet. Give me a team that's got something to prove on the you know, at home. I'll take Oklahoma here as well.
Just a little fun stat. Ohio State will play Oklahoma and TCU more in the previous 6 seasons than they will play Iowa.
Yeah.
Just find it interesting. USC is at Stanford. Stanford favored by 7.5. Let's start with Adam.
You know, USC looked like a train wreck when they played Alabama. I think they're still trying to figure out the new coach. A culture change for them. They need to get tougher. And it's when you're trying to be a tougher, more physical team and you're not there yet, it's hard to go up against a physical team like Stanford. I think Stanford just slowly wears them down. It wins that game by 10. I think it's fairly close in the fourth quarter.
Mr. Mullen?
Yeah, I think the last thing USC want to do coming off that loss is play Stanford. I think they're too much right now, and I think they would like to play one of the other cupcake teams in the Pac-12, but Stanford being there around the corner is just salivating right now going, let's give you another beating. So I got Stanford all day here.
I won't argue with you guys. We'll stay out west. UCLA favored by 3.5 on the road in Provo at BYU. Give me BYU.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what I love that BYU went for 2 in that game last week?
They played hard.
They played hard at Utah. Tough place, tough team. If you're going to give me 3.5 points at home, I'll take them. Give me the 3.5 points.
I think Chris got both of us on that game last week.
He did.
He took BYU last week. But
he took them outright, though. I mean, he got the spread right, but he thought they were going to actually pull off the win.
But you can't argue that he didn't have a good point there when they only lost by 1.
No.
You know, UCLA, again, something to prove. Big-time program. I know they're on the road here, but I'll take UCLA to take the 3.5 here.
Last game, Texas on the road at California. I'm going to do everybody a favor. If you still can, parlay Cincinnati and Cal straight up. You're going to make a lot of money. Cal wins this game.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Don't listen to Bloom.
Dispute that.
I don't know if Cal's going to win. They haven't looked overly good. 7.5 is a lot of points to give this Texas team. I know they beat Notre Dame in an emotional game, but are they still back enough to where they can be favored by 7.5 on the road against a Power 5 team?
No.
I don't think so either. So I'll take Cal to cover, and I don't feel good about it, though.
You know, Texas isn't going to go undefeated.
No, they're not.
It's that simple. And there's a lot of, you know, prognosticators out there thinking after two wins they might. And I'm with Bloom here. I just, you know, Davis Webb, you know, playing out on the West Coast now, bringing the old Big 12 back over there and doing something with them. I think he's got a lot to prove, and I think it's a shootout. But I'll take California. I'll take him definitely to cover, and I think they win by more than the cover here and go by 10 or 14 points.
There you go. I have a feeling I'm going 9-0 this week with the picks. But, Tim, if people want to go 9-0 at Nebraska Furniture Mart, 9-0 of great deals, how do they find you?
Yeah, you know, we're at 2075 Northwest 94th Street in Clive. Just come off of Hickman Avenue off the interstate and head east there and turn right on 94th, heading back to the south. We're on the left-hand side there. Love to help you. Come on in and see us. We got a lot of great deals, a lot of great financing offers coming in right now. Come on in and see us if you got a new kitchen project. Great cabinet offers coming in. Mention Cycle Fanatic. Save 5% on your entire kitchen project with your cabinets. So.
And the great thing with all those salespeople, they'll help you out. If you even know what you want, if you have an idea, but you're not really sure. I'm an idiot when it comes to home stuff, but yeah. You go there, they'll take care of you. No
very,
problem.
Very professional sales staff. Good people, ready to take care of you. Come on in and see us. We'd love to have you.
All right, Tim, always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
It's Tim Moll, Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. When we come back, we're going to talk a little TCU, Iowa State. Also talk to the docs, find out the latest up there at McFarland Clinic in Ames. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry, Adam Gray, and Brent Bloom here coming to you from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's time to talk to the doc. Dr. Peter Buck joins us now, or from the McFarland Clinic, joins us now on the Wheeze Tease Hotline. Doc, how's it going tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm thinking back to 4 years ago when I traveled with the team down to TCU and whooped up on those guys in their new stadium.
I remember that. That's a cool stadium, and it looked a lot cooler when David Irving was doing a pick six for a touchdown. It was a fun trip.
That was a great trip, and Josh Lenz was running all over the field, and Barnett was actually connecting. It was one of the best victories ever, for sure.
Dr. Buck, you wrote this week on CycloneFanatic.com about pivot shift injuries. It's a very detailed article. Enjoyed it. But tell us, when you go and see a player on the field that may have injured a lower extremity, what are you looking for in that immediate aftermath when they're on the field, and how quickly can you tell if it's a more serious, like an ACL, or if it's a less serious, just kind of a more minor injury?
Well, that's a good question. We're not out there talking about what our kids did in school that day. We're actually jawbone. But a lot of times it takes, a minute or so just to get the athlete to kind of focus on where the injury is. So we kind of have to talk them through it and kind of figure out exactly where it hurts. And then we can figure out if it's joint-related or more bone-related or more muscle-related or just, getting a blow to the solar plexus. But if we're looking at the knee, it is the ideal time to do a quick examination before muscle spasm and swelling comes in. So we will do what's called a Lachman test to look for ACL injuries and look for any major collateral ligament injuries. So there, it really is a key time to make an assessment of an ACL type of problem.
And then when do you determine that player would need an MRI? Because you always hear about it, a player is unlikely to return, we'll get an MRI the next day. How do you determine that?
Well, of course, we'll look at them on the field and try to triage, big injury, little injury, get them off the field, try to look at their knee on the sidelines, unless you're down in Iowa City and there's no room on the sidelines to even get a look at a player, which means then in Iowa City we take players into the locker room and try to get another good examination when people are, more clear-headed. And then, we see if an athlete's, knee is unstable, see if the knee swells, see if there's kind of some worrisome findings about it. And if we are worried, then, we'd like to get the information out as quick as possible, and the way to do that is with an MRI scan.
Doc, with these pivot shift injuries, what exactly is that, and then what's kind of the difference between that and the knee dislocation that we talked about last week?
Well, the knee dislocation is a full dislocation of the joint and really usually has catastrophic implications, but rarer. The pivot shift, frequently, a half dozen times every month, someone will tell us in our department, that they were changing directions, planted their foot, changed directions, felt their knee kind of pop out of place, or felt that their knee went one direction, their leg went the other, felt something pop out of place. And that's not always an ACL injury, but frequently that is this partial subluxation of the joint where it goes out and back in when an ACL tears. And that out and back in is what we call a pivot shift.
All right, Dr. Buck, enjoy the trip down to Fort Worth and get another W down there, would you?
Well, I'm sure hoping, and I'll be thinking back to 4 years ago, but I'm going to enjoy the trip no matter what.
All right, sounds good. Take care of him, and we'll talk to you next week.
Very good.
That's Dr. Peter Buck from the McFarland Clinic in Ames. They are the docs that take care of the Cyclones, and they'll be on the sideline at Amon Carter Stadium in Fort Worth come Saturday.
How do you guys feel about this one on Saturday? I mean, I know how you feel about it. But.
Well, more than anything, I just want to see improvement,
Yeah.
And that you never want to have, like, the moral victory attitude for Iowa State, but I think we're kind of at that point a little bit with this new staff, and we're obviously a little bit depleted in certain positions. I just want to see them get better, clean up some mistakes, clean up on some turnovers. And more than anything, I want to see a consistent drive or two where we just, methodically can move the ball down the field. We really haven't seen that yet, and I think if we can do that, I think the fans will kind of ease up a little bit, because right now fan base is sitting here saying, man, this isn't the start we were hoping for. So that's all I want to see.
I'm just thinking about that. Now that you mentioned kind of a sustained drive, all of Iowa State's touchdowns have been on long-ish throws.
Yeah.
They haven't really had a 10-play, 75-yard, punch-it-in type drive. That'd be nice to see, right?
And honestly, we could score one play, 70. I don't care. I just want to see them score. But it would be nice to see them get out of their own way to where they could do a sustained drive.
And I thought – I watched the Jeff Woody CFTV, and I actually thought your analysis was okay this week, Adam, about one.
Thanks, Bloom. You're a swell guy.
Some of the play calls I thought were good. They gave Lanning a chance to make some easy throws early, and he just didn't do it. But the scheme itself was okay, I thought.
I actually thought it was really good. I went back and had to watch it, unfortunately, for the CFTV Live. And, you know, the first three pass plays they set up from were open. And they're pass plays you expect a Big 12 quarterback to make. And I don't know if Joe was a little too amped up being an in-state game. He wouldn't be the first quarterback that we've had that's had that happen to him. But he's got to make those adjustments, because if he can't make those throws, then you're going to see Park in the game. And if he can't make those throws, I think Joe Lanning could be a very good quarterback for Iowa State. But those easy throws that when a defense gives you the underneath intermediate passes, 6-7 yards, you have to take those, and you have to be consistently able to make those throws.
We're going to talk some more TCU, Iowa State, and we're going to talk to Glenn Waterhouse when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershwin Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershwin Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershwin's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you, as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershwinIA.com. Gershwin Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. Their equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here. Thick and chewy crust. Absolutely loaded with an eye-popping
and taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's a Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We're here live at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Jared Stansbury, Brent Bloom, and now we're joined by Glenn Waterhouse. How's it going?
How's it going, fellas? Good.
It's kind of another sad week a little bit for the Cyclones.
It was a tough week as a Cyclone fan, believe me.
So, Glenn, I don't want to bring up old memories, but I will. You were involved on a couple Iowa State teams that maybe did not have the best win-loss record, and I believe you were on a team that went winless. What's going through some of those guys' heads right now? They're 0-2. Clearly a lot of season to be played, but not the start they wanted to get off to.
Well, clearly, you know, those kids work. They're working hard up there. That's not their goal. And, you know, yeah, I was part of that 0-10-1 season.
What year was that again?
That was 1994.
Okay.
We finished 106 out of 107th. The season, you know, and it's nothing to be proud of, but.
You tied, you know, Oklahoma State?
We tied, we did, and we sang the fight song on a 31-31 tie.
That's when there was no overtime.
That's right. So, you know what? You think about the season at Iowa State, there's so much hype. You know, Cyclone fans wanted so much. When I look back, we thought we had a team that could maybe get 6-6 and get to a bowl, or 7-3. I mean, that's when you had to at least win seven games.
Right.
And that was the theme, that we had shirts. And we started out just like Iowa State did. You know, we had Todd Doxson was our quarterback. He was a sophomore and only played like in six games. We lost to UNI, then came out and lost to Iowa. And then, you know, in our season, we started to lose games, and we were playing hard. We just couldn't get everything together. And then midseason, our coach gets fired. And then we finished the season having to play Kansas State, who finished 19th.
Yeah.
Played number one national championship Nebraska, and then had to finish the season against Colorado at Colorado, and they finished third in the country. So, but the difference was for us is we knew our coaches were gone. Kids just played, and we had fun, and there was no more pressure. With Iowa State, the difference now is Matt Campbell's, you know, he's a proven winner, and I think he's going to move the direction where we want it to go. We just got to be a little more patient, I think.
Interesting article today by Randy Peterson in the Register about Iowa State's 2012 recruiting class, and I think it sheds some light on why Iowa State's in this position now. Of the 21 members in that class, just five remain. So those are the guys that should be seniors this year, or at least redshirt juniors, and that's that class, Dondre Daly, who else is in there? Kane Seeley. Yes, it's the redshirt senior
Mitchell
class.
Myers.
Mitchell Myers, his class. But not many of those guys are left, and so you got a really young team.
Right.
And that's a tough
I've heard this comment this week on the show, on one of these shows, but it's really true. You know, you can have all the X's and O's, but you got to have the Jimmy and the Joes. And we don't have a lot of upperclassmen seniors playing. We don't have that big leadership. We got a young quarterback. We all want the best for Iowa State, but, man, it is, it's frustrating. And I think we just got to step back and be patient, but it's frustrating.
So what would you do with the quarterback right now?
Well, I would play them both. You know, last year I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say it. I was all over get Joel Lanning in there. So I like Joel Lanning. I think Joel Lanning hasn't played his best football. I think he's got a lot, you know, to show us yet. But, boy, Parks, he just impressed me. That he's just got confidence. He reminded me of Steele Jans a little bit, just willing to throw it, but with a little more accuracy. And the thing is, when you haven't played a lot and you haven't been beat down and hit a lot, you know, you got a little more confidence. So I'd like to see him play both and see what plays out. I'm not ready to get rid of Lanning, but I think they could develop packages around both of them. And if Lanning gets beat out, I think he'd be one heck of a linebacker. And, boy, we could use some linebacker help.
Well, the great thing about your insurance business is you don't talk about insurance the whole time they come talk to you. You can pick your brain about Iowa State. But how do people find you? And what's going on in mid-September insurance-wise?
Well, let's just talk about winning. State Farm's ranked number one in auto, number one in fire, homeowners insurance, number one in life. So you want to talk about winning and taking care of people.
There you go.
Come on in. I've got a great team. I've got four full-time team members and myself. We're out on 86th Street in Johnston. You can get a hold of us at glenwaterhouse.com or 223-5566. But, yeah, hey, whether you're a Hawkeye fan or Cyclone fan, you know, we just talk a lot. We take care of you, but we like to have fun and talk football. And, you know, it's a good time.
Glenn, always a pleasure.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Let's hope we can rebound and get a little better this weekend.
I hear you. We want a happy show next week.
That's right.
I tell you.
All right, go Cyclones.
All right, thanks, Glenn. Glenn Waterhouse, State Farm Insurance.
Seems like it's been forever since we've had a happy Cyclone Fanatic radio show.
2 weeks at least.
Well, yeah. I feel like even the last couple basketball shows last year were sad, though.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think the fan base is just ready.
Yeah.
They, and I thought Murph and Andy had a good discussion about this the other day. You're so excited for the season that you want to talk yourself into that. Oh, maybe this will go well, and this will go well. And if everything adds up, then it'll equal a good season, even though probably in the back of his head saying, well, they are pretty thin in the offensive and defensive lines. They got a young players playing. Maybe it's not the best recipe for success, but still you find a way to – I do it all the time.
Yeah.
You find a way to convince yourself that this will be different for some reason. And now when reality hits you, you go – here we go again. But well, there's still a lot of season left.
I think back to those years they made. It was 3 bowls in 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Under Paul Rhodes.
Yep.
You know, you got a little bit of success, and then all of a sudden in 2013 it was like it just all imploded, and it all just kind of like it was gone in a second. And I think that's what makes everybody so, like, they're so hungry to get that back because they had it, and then all of a sudden it was just kind of snatched away really fast.
Well, and Iowa State is now going to go. Likely, I mean, the season's not over yet, but likely to go bowl-less for the 4th straight season. And it's been since 99 when Iowa State finally ended that skid. Well, actually, they ended the skid in 2000, but the last time they went bowl-less was for 4 straight years was 1999. So, like, you're 23?
22.
Yeah. So you don't remember when Iowa State had 4 straight seasons without a bowl. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people like Len who remembers it well because they grew up in the middle of that stretch where Iowa State never made a bowl game. But for a lot of this generation, the last 18 years, Iowa State's gone to a bowl game every 3 years, or at least somewhere, and then had some success. And they're just starved for something good to happen. And the expectations aren't crazy. The expectations are to make a bowl game. Like, that's middle of the road. And Iowa State fans are happy with that, at least right now. And so to not even get there for 4 straight years, it's just kind of disheartening when you keep showing up. You get 60,000 people in that stadium, but there's no end result. And I just want something good to happen. And Iowa State fans are patient. They'll deal with the rebuilding process, but they want to see some signs of life along the way. And even in those McCartney years when they were rebuilding, you had a Troy. You had a Darren Davis.
Yeah.
You had some playmakers. You could see, you know, Sage Rosenfels growing up, Reggie Hayward on the defensive line. And you saw those pieces starting to come together. And through 2 games, there's not a lot there. And so just seeing some of those young guys start to make progress would be probably enough for Iowa State fans to give them hope now. That, yeah, this will turn around year 2 or 3 and 4. They just gotta show a pulse a little bit.
I think that, like you say, I mean, if these young kids can start to show some improvement, you know, as we go into and we get deep into week 10,
yep.
week 11, week 12, you can still say that Iowa State had a successful season because
no doubt.
They got a lot of young guys out on the football field and got them a lot of experience that, you know, maybe before the season, hey, here you go, Brent.
Hey, Cincinnati locks it up.
Before the season, you know, maybe we were a little – our eyes were a little clouded. We maybe had the Cardinal and gold glasses on a little bit, as you wrote in your piece earlier this week, which was outstanding, by the way.
Thank you.
And I think now that they've seen these games, all you want is something to hang your hat on. It doesn't even have to be anything big. It's something that we can say at the end of the season, this was an improvement. This is our identity. You know, Iowa State football just doesn't have an identity right now.
Well, and even last week, a lot of young guys played, but they – you saw some signs. I mean, Laquan Bailey showed up a little bit. I thought Nwangu had a couple nice carries on some end arounds. You see the talent, David Montgomery, Deshante Jones, when he wasn't lined up incorrectly.
That's one player that I want to see them try and get involved a little bit more. We heard so much about him in fall camp, how explosive he was, and then I think he's touched the ball once in the first 2 games.
But in a way, that's the luxury that they will have now,
yeah.
is they can play some of those young guys and find excuses to play them more because – you know, the wins and losses will come, I think. But if develop those guys and see how the season progresses and get some excitement. Because where Iowa State is right now, they're not going to compete for a Big 12 championship. But what are the building blocks you can put together then for year 2, 3, 4 of the Matt Campbell era? And that's what they got to focus on.
Well, I've been thinking more and more about it. And it's like that year number 3 is setting up to where it could be pretty solid.
This is the problem, though. Every time you say that, because we said that 2 years ago about this year, is people leave. And this is the biggest thing for the Matt Campbell. He's got to recruit well one, but he has to keep guys and develop them as well. You cannot have 5 of 21 of a class being left 4 years later.
Right,
that just
right.
can't happen. So that's – and I think sports fans, with the way the rebuilding processes are going in sports in general, are more patient. They get how this works now, building a team. But they just need to see something, first of all.
I look at it. You've got some offensive line that'll be coming of age at that point. I feel good about that year 3. Thanks for thanks for coming on, Brent.
No problem, man.
Adam, Greg, got the W, Cyclone Fanatic Battle Royale. Thanks, as always, to Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive, for coming on. Thanks to Glenn Waterhouse from Glenn Waterhouse State Farm Insurance. We'll be back next week, of course, here out at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. You've been listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive, live on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.